And then we'll break for a cup of tea after that, if that's all right with you. Good morning and welcome. As with previous submitters, we've read your submission, so you don't need to reread that to us. But you're very welcome to emphasise to us verbally any key points that you want us to take on board.
Yeah, well, the only three that I've really got at this stage is just the wintering of stock.
Yep.
The wintering of stock, of course, the consent for new tile drains, tile cleaning, and that's pretty much it. And that's all pretty much regarding my family as well.
Right.
Okay, so, okay.
Yep.
Good morning all. I'd like to wish all my fellow submitters all the best. My name is Nigel King. I'm currently a fourth generation sheep and beef farmer out at Rakahook. With the current intentions of passing our farm, whether it's the farm we're currently in or another one, down to the next generation. And I'll move on to the wintering of stock on crops. Now,
yep.
I'm against the 20 hectare thing because I've got some marginal, it's not peaty, it's what I call marginal ground. Now, it does run down to a creek, so my management plan behind that is I usually have to put in an extra 10 to 15 hectares of crop for that. So if it's wet, the stock do not go anywhere near it, which is a huge undertaking with movement. So I've got a paddock by the creek, I've got a paddock beside it with grass so they can come out, do whatever I've got to do to manage it. So in my system I have virtually three plans. That this is how we sort of run it. Now moving on to the tile, the consents for new tile drains. We usually only do these when we sort of need to, due to surface water, a few other bits and bobs. And to be fair, it's not a yearly thing, it can be two yearly. And usually there's no, what I would classify, but I'm not a scientist, is there's usually no issues with what the groundwater goes into the to the creeks. Without putting effluent on the paddocks, and overuse of urea and all this sort of stuff, I don't think we have an issue. And to back that up is the paddock at home that we have some ditches out of. I have never put any ditches in it in my time. We've only just blown them out the other day for the first time for I don't know how many years. The creek that this runs into used to be full of freshwater crayfish. There is none. And this has happened in the last 5 years. Now, part of all this is that we ourselves have trying to do the best we can. When 95% of our place is fenced off from waterways. Now, we're lucky, ours is a nice square place, simple as to do. I've got two paddocks to do. Hopefully they'll be done within the next couple of months, all going to plan. Getting back to the Wee Waikiki stream. Now, my kids, and this is the hard part for me, my kids are only 15 and 17. So in their younger years, and I'm saying from 4 to 8, maybe 9, we used to go down there once a year and get some freshwater crayfish, which was really awesome. Went down there last summer, nothing. Summer before, nothing. Our neighbours converted a number of years ago, and I was lucky enough to lease this property for 5 years. Now, when they said they were going to convert it, I had some reservations with running stock on it. And the process was, which was a concern to me at the time, no one from Environment South and walked these properties. Because every property in Southland is different. My paddocks are different from one to another of what capabilities of water they can hold or water that they can pass through. And the upshot of it was, when I made some inquiries and I got a councillor to come out and also another person from Environment South, and we drove this place and I said, the problem I have is how would we manage it if this was mine? And the upshot of it was, half of it would have been all right, and half of it wouldn't have been. Just due to the soil type, the soil structure, and a few other bits and bobs. Now, also leading into this was the stocking rates. At the time, when it was a sheep farm, we were roughly running 2,100 stock units. There was 50 acres of this sold. Their consent for cows was between 480 and 520. No winter milking, which is fine. I don't know how many cows this outfit's running, but say if it's running 500 at 6 stock units for the summer months, that's 3,000 stock units. Physically, some places can't grow that without the help of your urea and all that sort of stuff. And that's where I think that our water system has let us down. I think we haven't looked at farm to farm or paddock to paddock of what it would hold or run. And I think a lot of this sort of heads back to us as the sheep farmers. Me, myself, I've changed as an operation nothing from what my father did before me. We've got smarter on how we manage wet weather, fertiliser. I put all my own fertiliser on. I've got paddocks down by the creek that haven't had fruit for 2 years. So every time I go to do it, the weather's wrong. So this year, and this summer coming, that's when I'm going to attack it. So like I say, in the conclusion for all this is that, you know, I've had my farm mapped by Environment Southland, and for me it was extremely difficult because I knew what I was doing, but everyone has a different perspective on what everyone does, whether it's good, bad, or and I must admit, it took us 4 afternoons, and at the end of it, I was so pleased that I had it. I've got a couple of what I call marginal areas, and I was told that actually they're not that bad. And I said, well, listen, this is how I manage it. And all I was told is I wish everyone did what you did. But I said, I can't dictate what Johnny above does me or Johnny below. And that's where I come back to this crayfish thing. My block, this paddock to the creek, I've changed nothing. I've tried my best, or shall I say, I've tried to do what I can, and the system's let me down. And I just hope that moving forward, that we can get some common ground and get our environment back to where it was. Because as we know, there was a hell of a shift one way to the dairy industry. Has been good, some areas really good. But I look at likes of the Waituna catchment, not so much. And once again, the water quality that what I do at home, I haven't affected that. And I just hope that moving forward, we can get some cohesion with everyone pulling their weight and doing the right things. And that's my story to be fair.
Great, thank you very much. We'll see if we have any questions or clarification.
Well, thanks, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to clarify a little bit about the 20-hectare limit that you mentioned earlier on.
Yep.
Now, I assume you're referring to the winter grazing
yes.
rule, that
yes.
you need to get a resource consent because you will be on oxidising soil there, is it?
Yeah, it's sort of Waikiki, there's a multiple Waikiki and a few other bits and pieces. This 20-hectare down by the creek, it's not peaty or anything, it's what I just call, it's sensitive. And I don't want to get into a system where someone in an office says you can't plough that paddock, because what I look at, my place is relatively flat and I can do it and I can manage it, but when I've got that in, I still need another 20 or 30 hectares, which puts me over a 50 hectare thing to actually have plan A and B in place.
Mm. And you worry that you wouldn't be able to do that?
Pardon?
You worried you wouldn't be able to do that under the plan as it is?
No, I don't see with getting a consent to get a consent to do it, I just don't think that's an option, because I'm trying, yeah, you're trying to actually do the best you can. With having, like, if my land was totally going down, totally hilly or something, it changes everything. But I've actually got a plan in place, or two plans, that I can actually eliminate a lot of the stuff.
you talked about Environment South and mapping.
Yes.
Does that mean that you've got an environmental plan from Environment Southland?
Pretty close.
Right.
To be fair, I explained everything I did and how I manage it from day to day, and that's how we sort of run it.
So you've had the land sustainability people out?
Yes.
But you haven't got a formal plan completed?
No.
Right. You're partway there? Or
yes, we're getting there.
Do you intend to finish that on?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I do.
Right. Yes. So if you had that, then are you saying that if you had that, you shouldn't need to get a resource consent, because that would cover all the issues on your place, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
One other question, lastly, do you think that those plans are overly complex, or do you think they could be, or do you think they're adequate, or do you think they could be simplified a bit?
Once again, it's farm to farm, and that's the big thing. Like, my farm here is different to my neighbour, you know, and I think that's one thing you've got to look at. I've got a paddock to paddocks are different.
Mm.
And that's, you can't blanket Southland Woodlands or Grove Bush, and I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like for me at home, totally easy. But my plan won't work at someone else's farm.
I understand that.
You know, and it won't work for my neighbour's farm because the plan for itself would work.
You said you spend a fair bit of time, 4 afternoons or something on it.
And it was just how it worked because. This lady had other commitments, and it actually worked really cool because we could actually just go and have a bit of time and just do it and get someone else's perspective. And I think, and from a farmer, it's friggin' hard because sometimes you invite people on your property and you hope they're going to do the right thing. You know, you don't want the old knife in the back 2 minutes later sort of thing. So that's, and I found it extremely, it changed my mindset, put it that way, which was pretty cool. Thank you.
Just one question, thank you. Am I interpreting right your comments when you're talking about, pressurising a system by nitrogen and importing feed? Are you, in a way, suggesting there should be some limit setting on how much nitrogen or how much importing of...
Hands down, yes.
Okay, that's what you were referring to. Thank you for that.
Good morning, Mr. King.
Good morning.
The Chair, Mr. Van Horsehazen and myself are not locals, so can you just explain where your property is?
We're 16, roughly 16 k's northeast of here.
Right.
And Rackhock, Grove Bush, same sort of area.
You said you're currently working on a farm environmental management plan.
Yes.
And you've already got your own plan to deal with runoff and what have you.
Yeah.
Is it likely that you're going to have to institute other management tools?
Probably not, because I'm way probably too conservative, and I think that's where you need. Yeah, that's where I'm too conservative, and that's what I found when this lady from Environment Southland came out, and I just said, well, that's how I'd rather be. I'd rather be over there than. Once you're too close, you sort of limit the number of options.
Thank you.
No worries.
Avoid any further questions?
Just one. Around consent, if it was that you needed a consent, do you just don't want a consent, or you don't want to go through the process, or do you see that as being an asset to the property by having which effectively puts in place the plan that you have talked about, but you've actually got a document that says that I can carry on this plan for a period of time.
Yeah. The consent is usually, once again, it probably depends on the cost of everything, to be fair. I'm only shifting like the groundwater, which is water that probably becomes a bit of an issue. Like I say, it's mainly the cost thing, and I look at probably the amount that I do put in. Like I say, it's not a yearly thing. It could be 4 years for, you know. I think if you were doing a lot of it, like if I was going to be redoing our whole system, which who knows, I've got a rough idea of probably the the meterage, but if you're, say, doing 4 or 5K, I think that's different. Like 100, 150 metres, 200 metres, there should be a stipulation, if you know what I mean. Like if you're going to go over a K, you do need it, or, you know, that's how I would probably tackle it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And Ms. King, thank you very much for coming in. There's nothing else I wish to clarify with you, but thank you for coming in and presenting to us.
Thank you for your time, and all I say is please listen to everybody.
I will certainly do that. You can be assured of that.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're now going to break for morning tea. We'll reconvene in 20 minutes' time, which will be 10 minutes to 11. At that stage, we're going to hear from the submissions by Mary and Finlay, and Alan Knapp. Are they here?
Yeah.
Great, so we'll hear from you after morning tea. Thank you.